From WHYY in Philadelphia.
Hello, Eleanor Amplified fans. This is part two of a live special recorded at the Coolidge Corner Theater in Brookline, Mass. For the mega, awesome, super huge, wicked fun podcast Playdate, presented by WBUR in Boston. The cast of Eleanor Amplified, Krista D'Agostino, Beth Kellner, Kevin Pfluger, Scott Johnston and I, John Sheehan, flew to Boston in April of 2018 and performed a new, live episode in the style of old radio theater, but with digital sound effects played off of a laptop. We had a really great time. We have a couple minutes left if any of you have questions. You do! Yes! That worked out! Come on over. Who is Led Zeppelin? Elizabeth. Elizabeth plays Led Zeppelin.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I really love Cheeseburger Smithers. They're disgusting.
Yes. Yes. Total. How many characters are there in total? Honestly, I don't remember. There's probably something like 30.
300.
That's about right. There were 11 or so in this episode. Take the questions in. All right, I'm doing it. Here we go. Here we go.
Kids Philadelphia was a talk show host in the 1970s.
Where did you get the idea for the show?
Well, my stock answer is that I was in a car with my family, and we were all listening to Raffi. I love Raffi, don't get me wrong, but we listened to it like over and over and over. And finally, I was like, you know, I wish we had some kind of story that we could all listen to together on this three-hour car ride from grandma's house. I should make that. And that was kind of where it came from. The other part of that story is I grew up watching Saturday morning cartoons and movies like Star Wars and Indiana Jones, and it was a childhood dream to make something like that. I'm not saying I'm getting there yet, but that's where I'm aiming. Yeah, right. Thanks, man. Hi.
So how did you make up the idea of this play?
This play happened when Amy McDonald contacted my station and said, John, would you do a live show of Eleanor Amplified? And I said, no way, that would be really hard. And then she said, come on. And then finally I relented thinking, yeah, okay, we can do that, yeah.
We have some questions over here, John.
Yeah, do it, Scott.
Who has a question over here? Your closest. What's your question? Stand up. Don't be afraid, stand up. It's radio, no one can see you.
That kid is tall.
What's the Scott, guy sorry. With the toad on his head?
Excellent question.
That is Toadie. Character Toadie, who for some reason for this event I thought was an actual amphibian and not just Toadie can also mean like an underling, like a henchman.
He's
for
kind
a bad
of a toad
guy.
Man. That's a thing.
But and he's done in the style of Peter Lorre or Ren from Ren and Stimpy, whichever what do you want to call it.
More over here? Anybody? On this side?
Any questions over here? Hands up. Oop, oh, we're closest. You're next person jumping. What is your question?
Who's your favorite character?
Oh, me, okay. My favorite character? To be honest with you, as an actor, when I work with other actors, I am fascinated at the process of what they're doing, because they have a lot of fun. When I play my characters, villains are usually the villains, I like to watch the other actors come alive in the studio, because we don't do this live. We're in a very quiet space. So to me, my favorite characters are anyone who isn't me at the time. Because it's all the pressure's on them. Thank you for your question. Thank you. We have a question over here from a Rutgers graduate, I presume. What is your question?
Rutgers!
My question is Eleanor gonna appear in the first half of the next episode?
Eleanor is missing. If you're following the series, Eleanor, I guess, Ellen, John, let's ask Eleanor. Who we asked that question to? It's sort of like Avengers. We can't really spoil it.
Exactly, exactly. And it was a very specific question in the first half of the next episode. No, she's not in the first half of the next episode.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe she'll never come back.
Who knows? That was not specified in the question.
We're just going to have to listen to more and more of that.
Anybody over here? Hi there. Oh my gosh, your own t-shirt. That's amazing. You have your own Eleanor Amplified t-shirt.
Eleanor t-shirt.
Could she stand up?
Yeah, please. That's incredible. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. That's an amazing t-shirt.
Thank you.
What's your question?
My question is, how did you get so good at those voices?
That's these guys right over here. They are hilarious actors. And I had the good fortune of meeting Scott and Krista a very long time ago now, and had worked with them as a radio producer in my other job capacity. And then when I had this idea, I literally just called Scott and Krista. I was like, could you guys come and do funny voices? And they said, yeah. And I said, do you have any friends that could do voices? They said, yeah. And they all came, and now we're doing this. Okay. Thanks.
I have a question over here. Yes. Use the microphone. Don't be afraid.
Who's acting? Is everybody the same actor when you do it at the studio?
Do we all play the same characters, you mean? Beth.
If I understand your question, do we remain the same characters throughout the seasons? She's always Eleanor, and he's always Gordon. Yes, we all remain the same character voices. And every season, as John expands the storyline and the scripts, he adds in new characters, and we workshop them a little with ideas, and he either assigns them or a couple of us read for them, and then whichever works the best is what we go with. But once we have characters, we stick with them. Some of them are recurring. You'll see them again in other episodes or seasons, and some of them are kind of a one-off. Just little background characters that you see here and there.
These are great questions. John, does your side have a question?
Anybody over here? Oh. Hi.
Is there going to be a 100th season?
Oh, my goodness.
We sure hope so.
I'll get writing.
We have a question over here. Yes.
How old is Eleanor Amplified?
Wow, that is a very adult question. An adult actress. How old is Eleanor Amplified?
So radio is all about using your imagination, right? You get to picture your characters as you see them in your own minds, right? So I'm sure that you pictured all the different characters in your own mind, how they are. So that gives you the freedom to allow yourself to think however you think Eleanor should be age-wise. So if you think she's 15, she's 15. If she's 8, she's 8. It's all up to you. You're the listener, so you're creating that for yourself, which I think is probably one of the fun things about radio, is that you sort of get to create and envision it in your own way. So it's personal for each person.
I have a question. How old do you think Eleanor Amplified is?
26.
She's 26.
I was going to say.
Yeah!
John,
questions
over here? I got one over here. You got a question? Yeah.
What are the Omicron gamers going to do next?
I can't tell you. Maybe they'll put an octopus in her bathtub. Maybe they'll fill the station with cheese. They're up to things. Pulling the strings.
We have a question over here.
How did Eleanor Amplified go missing?
Well, how did Eleanor Amplified go missing? How and why? Eleanor?
You'll have to listen to the next episode to find out. Even Eleanor herself doesn't really know all the answers.
Eleanor asks questions, which is a valuable lesson. Okay, we have two more over here, so I saw your hand up.
Back.
Stand up. What is your question?
Why does Toadie have a toad on his head?
An excellent question. Why does Toadie have a toad on his head?
Well, it's technically a frog, so anyone taken biology, I got that one wrong.
Wow.
Toads and frogs are two different animals, but they're both amphibians. And I think that's the important lesson that we've learned here today. Also, toads don't have blonde hair.
Do you have a question?
Why does he have two amnos on his head?
Two. These are excellent questions.
This is more costume questions directed at you, Kevin.
Two, what am I?
One's kind of a wig and one's sort of a toad frog. I think we're still figuring that one out.
Well, one is my actual face, too.
And then there's his face.
I have a question over here.
Okay.
Yes.
What application do you use for all the sound effects?
You, I presume, are a technician.
You want a job, kid?
Hire that kid. This kid is now, yes. John, that is the answer.
I will be as quick with this as possible. But that is a soundboard program called Farrago or something. Basically, that is just playback. For the sound effects, back in my studio, I take a bunch of electronic sound effects from a sound effects library, put them into a program called Pro Tools, and I mix and create the sound effects. It's sort of a dry answer, but it ends up looking kind of cool.
We have 5 more minutes. We're being told by the house, so we have a few more. We're going to try to squeeze one question in every minute. What's your question?
Will Eleanor ever come back?
A good question. Eleanor, will you ever come back?
I hope so. I have a lot of adventures that I still want to go on and a lot of things that I still want to solve, so I hope that I come back. Do you want me to come back?
Yay!
I want to come back, too.
4 more questions.
Over here? We got a bunch in the middle here. Yeah.
I've got a really patient dragon right here in the second row.
Oh, patient dragon?
Oh, that'll be the next one up.
Well, for my sister.
Okay, what do you got?
Who was controlling that?
That was me. That was what I was doing sitting over there. So each of those buttons corresponded to an individual sound effect that you heard. Some of them were combined with other sound effects. There are about 30 there. There's probably closer to 200 in the whole thing.
Three more questions.
Still got this dragon here.
How did the Larsbot get made?
How did the Larsbot get made?
Well, Lars wasn't always a bot. Lars was a henchman who was turned into a robot / cyborg / android cyborg, I guess? I don't know.
I think he's a cyborg.
By Professor Gnomi, who's an evil, evil scientist.
The professor had kind
two
of
more
a...
questions.
All right, patient dragon.
Patient dragon.
Patient dragon.
That's your warrior name.
Did the Omicron Gammas capture Eleanor?
Well, that's unclear.
You can't reveal
it's a little bit ambiguous, right? Like, suddenly Eleanor just went missing. We don't quite know why. Your name's Eleanor, too? Oh, this was made for you.
All right, we have a question back here. This could be our last question until
last question.
Someone hits us with a light. Question?
How did you, like, if you made the sound effects, you could have used, like, motion, like, moving, but why did you choose to, like, do sound effects instead of, like, using your, like, actions?
I'll take that question. So why are we using sound effects instead of doing something live? So when we do radio plays, the hope is that you are listening to and visualizing what is happening. So you can watch a film, but if you have no image, you don't really know what's happening. So in radio, we don't act it out in the studio. We exclusively use sound effects. So if someone's walking into a room, we just sit in a chair and a technician hits the button. We use sound effects here live instead of being live to present to you very smart, very smart, very smart children that the show is created in a studio, a small space, on a computer. And we don't do anything live. We sit still and John does all the sound effects. So whether it's a laser or a ship taking off, it's always done with just sound effects. We don't do anything live. We sit very still. We never perform in front of a live audience. This is quite a treat for us.
This is our very first time.
A very exciting thing. One more question.
How long will you do the podcast?
As long as they let me.
Excellent last question. How long will we do the podcast?
As long as they let me and as long as these guys are into it. 1,000 years.
1,000 years sounds good.
1,000 years in a movie. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. John Chien.
Thank you.
Thank you. Boston!
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
So, Brooke Blind,
is that where we are, Brooke?
If you may have tickets for the next panel or the next presentation. If you do or you don't, it's a good thing. This is a good chance to get outside, get some air. I guess we're going to clear the house.
Yeah. You know, one last thing I should mention. All the podcasts here are part of a group collective called Kids Listen. It's a kids podcasting group. There's a lot of great kids podcasts out there, and I encourage you, if you like us and what you've been hearing, check it out. Kids Listen.
Thank you so much.